regular. You wanna fight, right? But you want this life, right? I do what I like, bitch. Made you excited. Still too defiant. And still get too violent. Bruises turn violent. Not in my mind, yeah. So why just deny, yeah? You are suave, I won't lie. You, I won't ask what's on your mind. I won't kiss you, I won't pick up every time. I won't miss you, I won't wanna make you mine. I get drunk, I get twisted, I get by, yeah. I got demons, I got reasons why I lie, yeah. I've been tweaking, I've been screaming every night. You my baby, you my nigga, you my life. You my passion, you my poison, you my high. Rolling the dice all the time, I almost die all the time. Showing the ice all the time, question my life all the time. Take by the pint, regular. Take with the knife, regular. You wanna fight, right? But you want this life, right? I do what I like, bitch. Made you excited. Still too defiant, and still get too violent. Bruises turn violent. Not in my right mind, yeah. So why just deny, yeah? You are suave, I won't lie. You, I won't ask what's on your mind. I won't kiss you, I won't pick up every time. I won't miss you, I won't wanna make you mine. I get drunk, I get twisted, I get by, yeah. I got demons, I got reasons why I lie, yeah. I've been tweaking, I've been screaming every night. You my baby, you my nigga, you my life. You my passion, you my poison, you my high.
get up in my car and drive. Going 80 and I'm 45. Top down with an open sky. I got a feeling I don't feel alright. But if you call, turn this thing around. If you want me back, you know I'm down. If you call, turn this thing around. If you want me back, you know I'm down. Yeah, I know you're crazy, but you know you are still my baby. Oh, you know what will make you say that. Oh, you know what will make you come back. Scared you love me, are you scared that you trust me? What you might wanna buy me, put no what I wanna buy me. Scared that you love me, are you scared that you trust me? Put no what I wanna buy me. I saw you last night, something ain't right. What did you do? It's all about you. Telling me lies, like what did you lie? You know that I see you, you blame it on me. Saw you last night, something ain't right. What did you do? I saw you last night, something ain't right. What did you do? Get up in my car and drive. Going 80 and I'm 45. Top down with an open sky. Got a feeling I don't feel alright. But if you call, turn this thing around. If you want me back, you know I'm down. If you call, turn this thing around. If you want me back, you know I'm down. I'm the realest. You were realest. In the end, it is what we need. So come on, baby, call me. I wanna get up in my car and drive. Going 80 and I'm 45. Top down with an open sky. I got a feeling I don't feel alright. But if you call, turn this thing around. If you want me back, you know I'm down. If you call, turn this thing around. If you want me back, you know I'm down.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm here with Teagan. Hey Teagues.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
It's good. I'm playing music.
Nice. What you been playing?
Have you been listening?
I have been listening, but I would like to know the songs.
Oh yeah, I will tell everyone the songs I've been playing. Okay, so played the newest Tierra Whack song that has come out, Peppers and Onions, China, Seasonal Depression, two songs by Tommy Genesis, You Know Me and Drive, Yves Tumor, Kerosene, and Audrey Nuna, Room 191.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, I think I'm ready to keep going.
Nice. Do you have a? Are you playing from your like most played songs of the year, or are you just
No, these aren't my most played songs of the year. I'm just trying to create a little groove.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I only looked at the songs that I played most this year like once, and then I didn't really look at them again. I kind of have like a forward moving attitude when it comes to that. I'm like, I already listened to all these songs all year.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I know, I have the same thing. I was like, ooh, I should do like a recap, and then I looked at the songs and I was like, okay, well, I've killed it for myself because I already listened to that like 40 times.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I killed it. But I will say I'm good. I don't need to linger, you know?
Yeah, I do know, because I have definitely killed some songs for myself this year.
One of the top songs that I played apparently was also a song that I heard you play on Venus for the first time.
Oh, which one?
El Val de la Pietra. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm sorry.
Wait,
it's a Mathmas song.
Oh. Ah, okay, yeah. Wait, that's the EP, I think. What's, like, the song?
El Val de la Pietra.
Ah, okay.
I'm sorry for my pronunciation if anyone heard that.
People did hear it, but
I know. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to hell. It's fine. Okay. I also had 100 Gex on my top played. I really like 100 Gex. I understand that they are very polarizing, but I love them.
Are they polarizing? I feel like everyone I know loves them.
Yeah, I definitely know some people who like super aren't into what they do, the music that they make. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Some people really don't like it. Some people really love it. A lot of people I know really love 100 Gex.
Yeah.
I had some Etta James on my top plate as well.
Ooh.
Santi Gold, Whitney Houston. I had a lot of... Okay, you know what's funny? I listen to a lot of, like, soul music.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like, soul or maybe jazz. Like, not... I don't know. Like, you know, like, Etta James.
Yeah.
I guess... Oh, would they be considered oldies? I feel like oldies back when I used to use the term used to refer to music from like the 50s. I don't know. Anyway, a lot of those kind of old soul records, apparently my most played decade, according to Spotify, was the 2000s.
Really?
And I was like, how is that possible? I don't listen to any music from the 2000s. And it's because of all the re-releases.
I was going to say.
They remaster albums.
I was going to say, are you listening to, like, remasters or compilations or, like, greatest hits?
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, you know, like, re-releases for soul records. And, so apparently my most listened to decade is the 2000s, which is funny. It was, apparently, your most listened to like record from like the 2000s was Lee Moses, Time and Place. I was like, all right, sure. It's like classic 2000s album, Time and Place by Lee Moses.
What year did Time and Place come out?
I don't actually know. I guess I could look it up.
I'm gonna look it up.
Quick interlude to look up when Time and Place came out.
Just to see like what your actual most listened to decade was.
Yeah, I guess
1971.
Yeah, okay, so that makes sense. I feel like I do listen to a lot of music from the 70s, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and... Let's see. Yeah, I guess the rest of it was kind of chill. I don't know. I had some, like, Patsy Cline, Princess Nokia, Charlie XCX, Girl Sweatshirt, Audrey Nuna, who I played today, Little Ann... shows up in my top songs a lot, at least last year and this year. Lots of music. Listen to lots of music this year, as usual.
There are, like, some songs on mine that I have no idea how they got there.
That's interesting. Why, you don't know what songs they are? You've never listened to them, or?
Like, I've probably listened to them once, and then I feel like they were maybe just songs that kept coming up as like a suggested song, and I would always navigate away, but like,
oh yeah, that makes sense. Actually, I really don't, I feel like I really try and not let Spotify autoplay things for me, because I really don't like it.
I
always pick the worst music for me to listen to.
I'm using a different streaming site, but it does the same thing, and it's super annoying.
Yeah.
But there are some songs, or there's some songs that I'm like, I'm pretty sure I played that like maybe 10 times, but like I'm surprised it's in like the top.
Well, maybe you, how many songs did you listen to? Did you only listen to like 50 songs?
Maybe, that's what I'm wondering. But that's why I'm like, maybe quarantine like messed me up, because like maybe I was in fact listening to like the same 20 songs for like several months. But
that's interesting. I feel like it did the opposite for me, because I used to kind of just listen to music. Like I used to listen to a lot of music. Like when I was working like 8 to 10 hours a day,
yeah,
like I would always listen to music at work. Yeah. And then outside of work, I didn't have as much time to kind of just listen for like the enjoyment of listening to music. And once I stopped working at that job, I suddenly had all this time, and I was like, oh fuck yeah, I can like, you know, like spend like hours just like skipping through albums and stuff like that.
I feel like my 2019 playback made a bit more sense, but.
Mm-hmm.
We should do another covers episode. One of my like top played songs this year is that like Under the Bridge cover by Bermuda. Do you remember that one?
I do not.
You don't?
No, but maybe you can play it later.
I will. I was gonna play it for you like right now, but then I realized you wouldn't be able to hear it. I would be playing it through the mic, but you wouldn't be able to hear that. That's not how our technology works.
Yeah, we do have some janky tech right now, but I will get back to playing music.
Cool.
For everyone.
What are you gonna play next?
I'm gonna do a bit of a vibe switch. Cool. And go a little bit harder, but I am gonna start off with something not super heavy, and this is Fruitless by Devil Sticks.
Cool. It is now 1:26. I've got like half an hour left in the show for you guys. I'm gonna play a COVID PSA first, Egan.
All right.
Keep it locked to 90.3 FM, and we will check in with you guys in a little bit.
The COVID-19 pandemic in Canada is serious. We must continue to practice all public health measures. Follow local guidelines for gatherings, maintain physical distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask, and download the COVID Alert app. If you have symptoms, even mild ones, stay home. Protect yourself and others. Learn more at canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397. A message from the Government of Canada.
Bye. Only a man, only anywhere, only there. to black, the tumbleweeds from coming in the windows. I looked up at the open prairie skies and all its stillness, and I forgot that the TV was silent, letting us remember all the loud colors of the world.
Friends, you're listening to Venus Radio still on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and streaming worldwide from CKUT.ca. I'm here with Deegan. Hey, Deegs.
Hey. Man, my voice keeps going today. I sound like a croaking like a frog, but that's okay.
I like frogs.
Thank you. Okay, so I will let you know what songs I just played. So we left off with Devil's Dykes, Fruitless, Lung Butter, Intrinsic, Tenderness, two songs by Tenderness, From the Valley of the Dead to the Vigorous Stretch, and 99+1, Algebra by Suicide, Tractor Pull, and Ew, Little Man.
Nice. I love that song, the last song that you played, Little Man.
I
love
that song. Yeah, I really like them, and that song wasn't anywhere, I saw them live, and then they had tapes, but I didn't get one. And then I was like, oh, I can just listen to it on Bandcamp. And it wasn't on Bandcamp for like maybe a year.
Did you buy the tape?
I didn't buy the tape, no.
Okay. They just eventually uploaded their music?
Yeah, eventually. Which I'm glad they did, because it, I was like, I really want to hear this song again. It was really good when they were playing it live.
Does that mean that, like, you had that song in your head for, like, a year before you heard it again?
Honestly, yeah, it did. I, like, it wasn't anywhere on the internet.
See, I kind of love that. Like, that's pretty, like, fun, though. I feel like I haven't had that
experience. It wasn't that fun, but I understand what you mean.
I just feel like I haven't had that experience in so long, where it's, like, I hear something at a show, and then I'm like, oh, my God, I have to find that.
Like, yeah. Yeah. What songs? Do you have any songs that you heard live and then you're like, oh my god, I have to find this?
Yeah, I think, do you remember when we went to go see, like Screaming Females?
Okay, yeah.
Who did you think I was going to say? Oh, definitely.
I thought you were going to say Magical Clouds.
yeah, Magical Clouds, but, like, definitely, that definitely happened, but, like, I think the first Magical Cloud show I went to, I bought, like, a CD that night, mm-hmm. or, like, a tape or something. That was, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, but not all those songs were on that tape though, or a CD.
Really?
Yeah, because they played like a full set that we saw, and I was like, oh my god. And like half the music wasn't like, they had released an EP I think, or something like that, but
I feel like it also sometimes happens with bands that, like, if they're touring for a newly released album and I really like the band, but like I haven't gotten a chance to listen to the album yet, which happens mm-hmm. more than you'd think it would. Like, when Mitski was touring for, I think, Puberty 2, I hadn't listened to the whole album yet, and then she played songs from it, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I went and, like, listened to, like, the whole album, like, the next day.
Yeah. I'm so sad I missed, like, Mitski's last couple shows that she played in Montreal. I was like, I'll go to the next one. That was so foolish.
It's okay, we were all foolish.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, I also recall, I remember seeing Hooded Fang in Toronto at one point for, like, the, like, Long Winter series, and...
Oh, really? They played?
Yeah, they played, I think it was for that. Oh, yeah, it was, because I remember I was, like, in Montreal, and I had missed an exam, and then I was like, shit, I can't go back to Toronto to, like, see my friends, and they let me rewrite the exam. And
I mean, that's good. So,
they let me rewrite the exam, but they docked like 20% or something awful like that. And then I somehow managed to find a train ticket for like $30 just like the day before. It was so absurd. It was like serendipity. And then like I went to that show and saw Hooded Fang play, and it was really, really good. And then I had forgotten my glasses, so I had to wear contact lenses for like 24 hours, and then they like fell out of my eyes. I had to like get home with like no contact lenses in my eyes.
What?
And it was hard because I couldn't
like,
see
from like Toronto?
Anything. Yeah, like I was in the city. We lived in the suburbs, and so I was like making my way home. Actually, no, I was in Oakville. I had somehow ended up in Oakville. I know how I ended up in Oakville, but I'm not going to get into it. But like I'd ended up in Oakville, I think.
That sounds chaotic.
I think. And then, yeah, like, my friend put me on, like, the GO train and was like, all right, here you go. And I, like, didn't have any contact lenses in my eyes, so I was literally, like, just opening my phone and, like, trying to, like, Google map where I was, like, on the map to be like, okay, which station should I go? Because I couldn't see anything.
Your eyes are really bad, Tegan. How
do you... Yeah, we have the same eyes. We're twins. But, yeah. And, but I remember seeing Hooded Fang, and there was like a song that I really wanted to, I didn't know what song it was. And I think I just looked up like Hooded Fang on YouTube and clicked like maybe the first five like songs that came up, mm-hmm. Just like hitting like YouTube, like recommended songs. And then I somehow found it. It was great.
Damn. I did not know that you saw Hooded Fang play.
That's yeah. They cool. were really good. They were really, really good. I didn't understand anything they said on stage, but I liked all of their songs that they played.
I
ended up in some weird promo vid for Long Winter, which is weird. It was like a reel that they had.
I feel like you went to maybe more of like the Long Winter shows than I did.
Yeah, I mean, it always was kind of weird because I was underage every time, and they put like massive X's on my hand. Yeah, and it was weird. And I was like, really?
The mark of shame.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense. I could have just worn gloves, I think. And you know what? It's because I was wearing gloves and they were made of fishnet. And so you could see the X's. It was even worse. And it's like, if I had worn regular gloves.
You probably could have bought a drink or something if you just brought gloves that weren't.
Yeah, fishnet. We even came up with this weird, like attempt of like putting like liquid latex on our hands.
Why wouldn't you just use foundation?
Well, because we figured that if we put liquid latex on our hands, we could just peel it off.
And
the X would come off. But I don't know. I don't think it ever worked. But anyway.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it would work.
I think it would work. Not that there's any point now.
I mean, fair enough. I can't argue with that. Although that whole story sounds incredibly chaotic.
Yeah, it was pretty chaotic.
Oh my God.
My eyes hurt so much.
I really miss going to shows.
Me too. Moment of silence for shows.
Yeah.
All right, that was good.
Like 2 seconds, but okay.
Yeah, I said a moment. All right, so you're going to take over the tracks, right?
Yeah, I'll take over. We've only got 5 minutes left, so...
So you're going to take over the track, then. You're going to play one more song.
Yeah, one or two more songs, depending on time, I guess. So this next song, I'm going to play a song by Erica de Kaiser called No Butterflies, No Nothing. And then after that...
You should play that Hooded Fang song.
Which one?
Oh, God, now I don't remember which one.
Oh, my God, Tegan.
It's Bye Bye Land, I think, by Hooded Fang.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, play that one.
Okay. I'm gonna play that one.
You have to know you're contractually obligated by right now. Thanks.
I mean, that's fair. I just found it. I'm gonna play that one first, actually. Okay, so you're gonna hear "Bye Bye Land" by Hooded Fang, and then you're gonna hear "No Butterflies, No Nothing" by Erica de Kaiser. And Tegan and I will see you next week. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Hello, I am Elle Barbara. Welcome to the Black Trans Women audio project brought to you by Aztec Cooper Concordia and Transistor Radio. The Black Trans Women audio project is a four-part monthly series on CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is like the fourth part of the installment, the fourth and final episode of this series, and I'm glad to come through here, having been a co-producer on the show, but coming today as your host. And I have one guest today, who happens to be my daughter. Her name is Nevada. How are you, Nevada?
I'm feeling good. Like, we had this little alert and some altercation, but you know, it's been a pretty good day. I'm feeling all right.
You're talking about the COVID alert.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. There's been lots going on in the last few days, I have to say, you guys. And so this is something that was hardly planned. We kind of decided what topic to touch on just a few minutes ago. Literally, you're talking about, the COVID alert, and so we were supposed to have more guests on, and a lot of things sort of, like, led to, this being the episode that it's going to be, but I'm confident that